Lamentations chapter 2. The Lord has covered the daughter of Zion under the cloud of his anger. He has thrown the splendor of Israel down from heaven to earth. He has not remembered his footstool on the day of his anger. The Lord has swallowed up and has had no compassion on all the towns of Jacob. In the days of his anger, he has thrown down the fortified cities of the daughter of Judah. In dishonor, he has brought down to the ground the kingdom and its rulers. With fierce anger, he has cut off every horn of Israel. He has withdrawn his right hand from before the enemy. He has burned up Jacob like a blazing fire that devours everything around it. He has bent his bow toward us like an enemy. He has set his right hand like an adversary. He has slaughtered all who have been so pleasing to him in the tent of the daughter of Zion. He has poured out his wrath like fire. The Lord has become like an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all her palaces. He has destroyed her strongholds. He has increased mourning and lamentation within the daughter of Judah. He has done violence to his tabernacle like a garden. He has destroyed the place of the solemn assembly. Yahweh has caused both solemn assembly and Sabbath to be forgotten in Zion, for he has despised both king and priest in the indignation of his anger. The Lord has rejected his altar and disowned his sanctuary. He has given over the walls of her palaces into the hand of the enemy. They have raised a shout in the house of Yahweh, as on the day of an appointed feast. Yahweh decided to destroy the city wall of the daughter of Zion. He has stretched out the measuring line and has not withheld his hand from destroying the wall. He has made the ramparts and wall to lament. Together they wasted away. Her gates have sunk into the ground. He has destroyed and broken the bars of her gate. Her king and her princes are among the nations. The law is no more, and her prophets find no vision from Yahweh. The elders of the daughter of Zion sit on the ground in silence. They have thrown dust on their heads and girded themselves with sackcloth. The virgins of Jerusalem have bowed their heads to the ground. My eyes have failed from their tears. My stomach churns. My inner parts are poured out to the ground because of the destruction of the daughter of my people. Children and infants faint in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, "Where is grain and wine?" as they faint like a wounded man in the streets of the city. Their lives are poured out on the bosom of their mothers. What will I testify for you? To what can I compare you, daughter of Jerusalem? To what can I liken you, that I may comfort you, virgin daughter of Zion? Your wound is as great as the sea.
Who can heal you?
Your prophets have seen false and worthless visions for you. They have not exposed your iniquity to reverse your captivity, but for you they gave utterances that are false and misleading. All those who pass along the road clap their hands at you. They hiss and shake their heads against the daughter of Jerusalem and say, "Is this the city that they called the perfection of beauty, the joy for all of earth?" All your enemies open their mouths against you. They sneer and grind their teeth in rage and say, "We have swallowed her up. This is the day we have waited for. We have lived to see it." Yahweh has done what he planned to do. He has fulfilled his word, which he commanded in former days. He has overthrown you without pity, for he has permitted the enemy to rejoice over you.
He has lifted up the horn of your enemies.
Their heart cried out to the Lord, walls of the daughter of Zion. Make your tears flow down like a river day and night. Give yourself no relief, your eyes no relief. Arise, cry out in the night, at the beginning of the night watches. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up your hands to him for the lives of your children who faint with hunger at the corner of every street. See, Yahweh, and consider those who have dealt in this way. Should women eat the fruit of their wombs, the children whom they have cared for? Should priest and prophet be slaughtered in the sanctuary of the Lord? Both the young and the old lie on the dust of the streets. My virgins and my young men have fallen by the sword. You have slaughtered them in the day of your anger without taking pity on them. You have summoned, as you would call the people to a feast day, my tares on every side. On the day of the anger of Yahweh, no one escaped or survived. Those I cared for and raised, my enemy has destroyed.